Stephanie Rainey. Now, we've been crossing our fingers and our toes for Stephanie. She had an anxious 24-hour wait to see if she got past the live quarterfinal round of America's Got Talent. It's the biggest summer entertainment show in the States, over 10 million viewers. She gave an emotional performance of her song Woman alongside her best in front of 5 million people, it says here, but maybe it's 10 million for the final. But Stephanie, commiserations.
Hello, Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks very much. Yeah. We're feeling good. I'm not going to lie. We're totally at peace with everything. We had such a blast, and we're just ready to kind of do the next thing, you know?
Yeah. So you performed, and what, the judges gave their opinions, and then you had to wait 24 hours to get the result of the public vote. Was that it?
Yeah, so the lines are kind of only open for, I think it's actually quite a short window, really. It's only for a couple of hours after the show. So yeah, you perform on, like, we performed on Tuesday night over, well, Tuesday evening over here, like between kind of 5 and 7. And then the following day at 5 o'clock is when the results show is. So it's a pretty tight turnaround. And yeah, like, look, we kind of knew going into it with more original music. Original music is tough, yeah, on a show like this. It would have been easier for us if we'd done a cover or something like that. But that's not the act that we were, you know. We went in there with original songs, and it was important to carry that forward. And, you know, we're happy with what we chose to do.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it was always going to be tough to try and follow up Please Don't Go. But there was nothing else that we would have actually done on the day.
So just to let our listeners know, so Please Don't Go is a song you wrote about your nephew Fionn, who died just before he celebrated his first birthday. And that's the one you did in the auditions. And it obviously struck a chord, as you would expect.
Then for sure.
The other night then you sang Woman, which was a song written about your mother.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So I wrote Woman about my mom when she was very, very sick in 2019 into 2020, kind of recovering from a cancer diagnosis, a pretty serious one. And, you know, with that, we nearly lost my mom a couple of times throughout that year from varying different things. And it was just about, that Woman is about, like, any person that you have, really, like, that has impacted your life and taught you about yourself and sacrificed for you and all of those things that we get from strong women in our lives. And it's when we play live, it's a song that people connect to in a huge, huge way. And you know, like, the other night we got mixed feedback about the song. I think, well, you know what, actually on the night it felt like we got worse feedback, and then when I watched it back, actually they were all like, yeah, I really liked it, but we loved Please Don't Go a little bit.
Yes,
more was,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
like the takeaway.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean, you can't try and reverse engineer that when we left,
like, you were being compared to yourself. You know,
exactly. Which, you know, and I think, you know, some of the feedback was like Sophia and Heidi really, really loved it. Obviously, maybe they connected to it a little bit more. Howie again was just saying that he liked the audition a bit more, and Simon was like, I actually really think you did well. But he's like, I love Please Don't Go, and he recommended that if you know, he thought we would move on, and he said, you know, I think you should do Please Don't Go again, but.
Yeah.
That would have felt strange to me, you know, because I felt at that stage then that we would be chasing our tail, trying to figure out what the right thing to do would be.
Yeah.
To try and let
I think, listening to you now, that you sound very sanguine, and you feel that you were true to yourself, and that's hugely important, that you won't be looking back and saying, what if this and what if that. You decided on a way, and then you're happy with that, which is great. I'm just wondering about the scale. So where is it shot?
So it's shot in Pasadena, in Pasadena Civic Auditorium. So it's like an opera house, but maybe slightly bigger. And then everything's in Pasadena, so the hotel is kind of connected to the venue,
yeah,
and you kind of rehearse in that space as well. And it's, you know, it's all kept very in house, and it's run like so amazingly well. It's unbelievable. So, you know, we've had such an amazing, we had such an incredible week over here.
Yeah.
And we, of course, would have loved another crack at another performance.
But you got to the quarterfinals. Like, that's huge, isn't it? It's a huge achievement. Huge achievement.
Yeah, I mean, it's down from, like, literally tens of thousands of people,
yes,
to 44.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, we have to be happy.
And I know
with
you've
that.
Done live stuff here before, but, like, was the lead up to going live to America, what was that like?
It was nerve-wracking, man. You know, it was definitely nerve-wracking. I think, like, you know, when the light goes on, you definitely feel those nerves a teeny bit more. And obviously, you know as well that there's like four of the biggest celebrities in the world kind of sitting in front of you, just looking up at you all of a sudden. So it is definitely nerve-wracking. You know, I definitely felt like I performed it slightly better in the rehearsals.
Mm.
So that would have that, but also I was actually quite happy with the performance in the end. You know, I think that it's always going to kick into you to have a little bit of nerves, but we're really proud of it. And actually, like, the reaction to it online has been unbelievable. Like, see, you know, people understand, you know, just, I've gotten so many messages. Like, I just read one before I came on here that just brought an absolute tear to my eye. It was just like a woman sent a comment under the YouTube video just saying, you know, I'm a breast cancer survivor and I feel like you wrote this song for me.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, you see things like that and then you kind of go, you have to look at the bigger picture.
Mm.
You have to look at the impact you're having. And for me as an artist, you know this, like, it's always about connection for me. It's always about trying to find the source of the person. And that's what we have to carry with us.
And getting your work, your art, for want of a better word, out to a bigger audience. Because we're a tiny little country, Stephanie, here, you know. and I think it's increasingly difficult for artists to break through. And although music has become democratized and, you know, everybody can put something up on Spotify, it's actually proven more difficult, I think, isn't it?
It has, you know, and I think that's why we felt we wanted to do something like a little jolt out of the norm for us to try and, you know, move things along. It's certainly hard, you know, like, I've experienced my music resonating like all over the world for a long time now, but particularly in the last year. And that's why we were like, okay, how do we get this from like just being on a TikTok thing or an Instagram thing or a YouTube thing to being a thing where people discover you as an artist? And America's Got Talent was absolutely it. And what we're very, very fortunate for is our audition tape was one of the highest performing audition tapes of the entire series. And they're kind of the things
They're the metrics. They
They are the metrics, Like the live shows never perform as well as the
auditions. The audition. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, we were talking about X Factor early on because it's 20 years since X Factor began in the UK. And of course, the most successful act in X Factor UK history didn't win it. In fact, it came third, and I'm talking about One Direction, of course. What happens? So there were two of you there, and then the result is announced. What was that? What happened in your head there? What did you do? What was going on?
I think like the results show definitely was a nerve-wracking experience, just because like you kind of wait all day for it. You kind of rehearse the results, like not the actual results, but you kind of rehearse how the format is.
Yeah, go over there. You have to go over there if you lose. You go over there if you win, blah, blah, blah.
Which makes sense, because obviously, and it is good because, you know, otherwise you're just flailing around the stage. What's going on? But it was nerve-wracking for sure. I think I kind of had an inkling that we might make it, you know. I think I kind of had that feeling the night before. But I was also kind of at peace with it because I was like, I didn't really want to get into the territory of trying to figure out what the right thing to do was.
Yeah.
We came with Woman and we were like, that's what we want to do.
Mm.
And I felt like the next week we would be like, okay, what's similar to Please Don't Go, but different. But, you know,
well, 100 Like Me, like, I played it there, still sounds amazing.
I know. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. And we've got plans for some of the songs like that. We've got plans to, you know, there's so much.
Okay.
There's so much happening off the back of this.
Okay. Well, that's my next question. So you've preempted it. What's next?
What's next is, I mean, we obviously have our Vicar Street show as soon as we kind of get back. That's the first thing in, you know, in the immediate future.
Yeah.
I have an EP coming out on the 14th of November to coincide with that. So it's called the Highs and Lows of It All.
Right.
We announced that yesterday, which is a perfectly apt thing.
Yeah.
And then Vicar Street. And actually, just because this is something that just got flagged to me just before we came on. If you want to come to see us in Vicar Street, the best way to try and get tickets for that at the moment is through my website at stephanierainey.com, because there seems to be an issue with one or two of the links that's floating around.
Right.
So if you're looking for Vicar Street tickets, go to my website to try and get them. So it's Vicar Street, it's City Hall, but there's a lot of things happening around now. That will kind of, I think, come to fruition in the next couple of months.
Interesting. All exciting and all positive, I hope.
all exciting, all positive. Great. We're so proud of what we've done. We're so proud of having had the opportunity to be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really, I can. And also, just the level of support that we've had from home has been just immense. Like, just shows me, like, Irish people just show up for you. They just show up for you.
Yeah,
like, hundreds of messages, thousands of messages from home, from people abroad that are living here. We're so grateful. We are so, so grateful. I cannot express it to you enough. And I am so grateful to Sarah, who came over and did this with me. She put herself in the absolute firing line. It's chaos. Like, it is not. Now, like, the whole week, we're like, what are we doing here? It's crazy.
You could start a trend, Stephanie Rainey. Would you recommend this to other people?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know? It's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, you have to be willing to be opening yourself up to judging and criticism.
Yeah, all of that. Yes, yeah.
But absolutely, it's worth it.
You wouldn't change a thing. You wouldn't change a thing. Well, listen, congratulations again. Quarter finalist in America's Got Talent, Stephanie Rainey. And you get tickets for the upcoming gigs at stephanierainey.com. Go back to sleep there, Stephanie Rainey, in Los Angeles.
Thank you,
good luck. See you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.